Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Coming up in about 40 minutes at 7:45, we have two really good prizes to give away. We have a pair of tickets to Nationals opening day, which is Monday, April 1, against Pittsburgh. So we have a pair of tickets for that. We also have a pair of tickets for Live and Stone Temple Pilots double bill at Jiffy Lube Live. So coming up at 7:45, we'll play some Nats trivia to give away those prizes.
Hey, can I give a...
By the way, the Futures game is tomorrow. Yeah. So instead of playing a typical spring training game where, you know, the Yankees would come up here and play, they're playing a Futures game at noon.
All right.
So I'm guessing that's the prospects against the big squad.
All right.
I think so. But
good.
That'll be interesting to see.
Hey, quickly, I just want to give a shout-out to my my youngest daughter's Virginia Junior's 15s team. They got a bid for the Nationals
over the weekend.
So
very good.
I was up north with my son, but my wife was with him, and they finished third place in their regional tournament. They were hoping for first, but it's still good enough to get a bid for Nationals, so that means we'll be making a return trip this year
to
Vegas.
Back to Vegas.
Man.
You probably don't know this yet, but you know your accommodations.
Well, I know it's being held. Oh, yeah, this is good. Good you bring this up, Case.
Yeah,
It's being held, I believe, at the Mandalay Bay.
Okay.
Which is an MGM property, I believe.
It is in that family, yes.
And my wife did ask me if I could reach out to somebody.
Oh, really?
She did. Well, so do I reach out to? Who's the guy? You know the guy. Tell me the guy.
I'm sure I have some names that I can float your way.
All right. Good.
Take care of you.
Good. Good.
Can use your platinum level MGM rewards card. Maybe that could come in handy.
I should have that, right?
I mean, you should have it.
Yeah.
You should have it somewhere.
Yeah. So, anyway, shout out to those kids.
Would that work hard?
I think it's in July. I think I've already taken off. I assumed that they would qualify, but it's just a matter of doing it.
Very good.
So they got her done this weekend.
Perfect.
It's one of those deals where I was out shivering watching my daughter play on my phone while I'm shivering. I literally have never been it so cold.
Yeah. Mm.
It's just brutal. Was it that way here too?
Oh,
just as
cold and rainy.
It was cold and rainy.
Yeah, it was
windy.
I think they said like 5 inches of rain up in New York.
I think we got about 1.5 inches.
That's all?
Yeah, we didn't get as much as you.
Because
it ended kind of early afternoon. Started in maybe overnight and then ended early afternoon and then it went right to New York.
Yeah, because it ended later in the evening.
Yeah.
Yeah, for us up north.
So you brought
Saturday sucked.
Yeah. Brought up your daughter. Of course, we all have kids. Trav gave me this list during the break of the top things that your kids will toss in the trash when we die.
This this will make my mother, she'll lose her mind.
Right.
I haven't seen this list yet, but I'm sure she's going to lose her mind.
It's a list of 10 things. At number 10, the jeans you swore you'd fit into again someday. Like, I guess you're keeping your skinnier jeans around.
Oh, you mean the kids are going to throw away our jeans?
Yes.
Would think they would throw away all our clothes.
Your clothes in general? I don't know, maybe like a jacket, like your favorite sport coat or something.
That they might keep?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know what I did when my dad passed is I kept all his, or I took like 10 of his underwear. They used to call them, for lack of a better phrase, wife beaters. What do you call those things?
A tank top.
You know what I mean? Tank top.
Your undershirt. Underwear.
Yeah. Yeah. I took like 10 of his. Okay. And I still wear them to this day.
Right.
It makes me think of my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually took some of his wool socks. I don't wear those anymore.
Wool socks.
Like, I would just wear them to like church.
Just so much foot sweat in those.
Yeah.
Just
think, he didn't like cold feet.
Hmm.
He did not get size. He like sweaty
runs
feet.
In the family.
Yeah.
I don't think I could ever put a wool sock on my foot. My foot just generates too much heat.
But can't handle it. Honestly, I recommend something like that. You know, if God forbid when your parents pass,
yeah.
It is kind of nice that you can wear like your dad's t-shirt or something. Like, right. If that's something that they, or, you know, I don't know. I don't know. It's a nice thing. I kind of like when I do it.
Number dad's underwear. Nine.
Not as fart stains, but his top.
Cakes couldn't fill his dad's.
Oh, no. His dad was holding. Yeah.
His plus their tighty whities. I mean, yeah. Who would wear?
That's when I knew for a fact Cakes was adopted. That's when I knew. It was confirmed.
I would definitely not wear those old drawers.
Your dad wore legit Fruit of the Looms.
100%. Yeah, tighty whities.
These hanes are too big in the pouch. Yeah.
Send these to a landfill immediately.
Yeah. Can I shrink these hanes?
No, his dad used to do pull-ups on a tree, I swear to God, in his underwear.
Yes.
He didn't care.
Right.
Dad did not care.
Good upper body strength.
Did not care.
Definitely didn't inherit that from him either. Big weakling over here. Number nine on the list, the random workout gear that you never use. Like
hold on.
Like EB's shake weight or like
I don't
an
have a shake
roller.
Weight.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I actually did some lifting this week. I'm back in. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're back?
I'm back.
Okay, good.
I actually was surprised how swole I looked in the mirror. Took a picture.
In the hotel gym?
Yeah. And then I worked out yesterday again when I got home. Yeah, I'm back in. Just going to carve out 30 minutes.
According to this list, your kids are also going to throw away your collection of thermoses and water bottles.
Oh, no. They love thermoses and water bottles. My daughters.
All your swell bottles.
You know how many we... Do you guys have an entire drawer? We have an entire drawer of water bottles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of Yetis.
A good number
Yetis,
of them.
Yetis, Hydro Flasks, Swells, you know, tchotchkes that people give us.
I don't quite understand the popularity of the Swell bottle, which Jason has.
So small, right?
Yeah, like when Jason is too lazy to get up and go get his water, he'll hand it to me sometimes.
Right. You got to refill it 19 times.
And it fills up in 4 seconds.
Yeah.
Like there's like maybe 10 ounces of water in there.
I know.
I think Valdez and I
both have the 64-ounce. Do you have yours here?
You got the big
No, I use it at home.
Yeah, I have it at home.
But you can't put it in the dishwasher.
Is that right?
It's
too big.
Hold on. Oh, which one are you talking about?
I have a 64-ounce. I think you do too. A big one with a handle.
Yeah, I got a big jug.
Big jug.
Shocking. I have a big jug.
Yeah, right.
Really surprised by that. That's the case.
But Cakes, this fits in nicely in the side pocket of my bag.
I know,
that's why I have this.
You have to constantly refill.
Got to constantly refill.
I like to drink copious amounts of liquid.
Yeah.
So that to me is just kind of a deal breaker.
Why? Wow, you just go back 4 or 5 times. You drink 40 ounces of water.
To each his own.
Yeah.
You can't even
fit ice cubes in there, though, right? Don't you have to kind of like melt the ice cubes to get them in there?
I don't
put
any ice cubes
in
there.
No, like if you have a refrigerator that makes
smaller cubes.
Like ice cubes that are.
Some of them, I'm telling you, don't fit the swell. If your cubes are too big.
I don't put any ice in this. That water's cold.
It's cold enough.
Yeah.
Also, they're going to throw away makeup that you're still hoarding. I guess.
Oh, they'll all be thrown away.
All the DVDs.
Oh,
that
what about?
EB is
hold on.
Those
go
are
back.
All gone anyway.
What about a perfume or cologne? Does that go into makeup?
That's gonna get tossed too.
My dad, all his was like he was the cheap stuff. Aqua Velva.
Yeah. But don't you want to keep that? Stuff. Don't you want to keep that smell around?
Sometimes
they don't make
after a while. Like,
that's a
if
good
it's
question.
Been sitting around for 25 or 30 years, it can't still be. Holding
I think
its
we got rid of
right?
all of them. My dad literally bought the cheapest aftershave. Like, what's cheaper than, like, Old Spice and Aqua Velva
nothing.
And that kind of
the
stuff?
The answer is nothing.
Yeah.
That's the cheap stuff.
And he had, like, he kind of hoarded them.
Did your dad have, like, the special cologne bottles? My dad still has those.
What do you mean the special
They're
cologne
like
bottles?
Aluminum and, like, the head twists off and it's like a horse's
very,
head
very
or
fancy.
Some, or
no,
something
he didn't
like
have
that.
Anything fancy yeah. like that. He literally had the cheap stuff.
Oh, it's like brute in there.
Yeah. No, but you know what my dad did have? I wonder if your dad had this. My dad was a lot older, obviously. But he shaved himself. He made his own shaving cream. So he had like a coffee mug was like, I guess it had like soap inside it,
okay,
or whatever.
Right.
You put water, and then it had a like a thing with a brush at a hand.
Yeah,
and you'd,
that is old school.
You would stir it up.
That's like you're getting
And you make your own shaving cream, and then you would shave it.
That's like you're getting shaved during the Great Depression. It's old.
Did your parents have that? No? That's way
no,
older
he
than
didn't do that.
Way beyond.
No, I mean, I've seen people do it, but.
You have?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen them do
I
it.
I want
like,
one of those things.
I think I've seen it happen in Gangs of New York.
Like, is that right? I want one of those things that the barber has where he hits a thing and that hot cream
hot
hits
cream.
You in the back.
Yeah,
of
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
That is.
Yeah.
Literally, it's arousing. It's great.
Also on this list, the hundreds of plastic bag shopping bags that you saved up, that you're stuffing inside
yeah.
another plastic
Get rid
bag.
Of it.
Kids are going to look at that and say, well, that's going in the trash.
Get rid of it.
I've actually gotten better about, like, I've taken that to my local Giant because they have, like, a big cube where they're, like, throw all of your shopping bags in here.
Right.
And if I get too many, like, in my pantry, throw them right in there to recycle.
They'll take them and charge someone 5 cents again for them.
They might.
Constantly.
They might.
To rack it.
I'm a sucker, too. I always give the proper number of bags. I know that some people are like, number of bags you've used, zero.
Yeah.
If I have, like, eight, I'm like, 40 more cents on the tab.
No, I get bitter about that whole thing.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
You get salty about it.
Hey, Eric, would you be bitter if when you die and your kids toss your Bob Wah Counting Crows record out? Like, would that be upsetting to you?
Will I be rolling over in my grave?
Yeah, they said, what are we going to do with this? I hate Mr. Jones.
Yeah, like, who's Bob Wah? Yeah. I mean, we
Bob
know
Wah.
Who Bob Wah is, but your kids don't.
Yeah. Long December does nothing for me, and they toss it.
I actually don't think my kids are very sentimental. They're probably going to trash everything.
Like all your SIs that you have downstairs?
Yeah,
your Len Bias jersey? What if they toss your Len Bias jersey?
I mean, it's not like it's an authentic. It's, you know what I mean? It's. Just...
I had this thought a couple weeks ago. Maybe that's why the story jumped out of me, because I went into my in-laws' attic for something.
Yeah.
And they're no different than anybody else. They just got a bunch of crap up there that's important to them. And I was thinking, oh, my God. I'm going to have to take care of this someday. Like it was, and I was thinking, if this is so important to them, I'm going to dump all of this.
Throw it all away.
Unless they do something with it now.
What traumatized my mother is when her mother died, her brother-in-law, because they lived in Ohio, my mother lived here, she wasn't back yet. He put everything in the backyard and had a bonfire.
Oh,
but what are you supposed to do?
That's traumatic.
Yes, but she didn't get a chance yet to kind of go through the stuff. He just went through it.
Wow.
He had a bonfire.
Right. Man, that is...
That's old school.
That's...
Efficient.
Yeah, it's
that
old
is,
school.
There's nothing left after a big bonfire.
I don't think she ever forgave him for that.
But what are you supposed to do with all the books and newspapers and all that stuff?
We're still... You know what? My dad died 17 years ago. He's still in his office. I got rid of half the books. I still have surrounded by books.
Just throw them out.
No, you gotta donate them.
Your kids are gonna be surrounded by
some
books.
Of them.
You can't throw them out. You gotta donate the books,
dude. They're not like Tom Clancy.
I know,
like,
but you bring them
like
all to one
encyclopedias.
Like, they'll take them all.
They're not. They're all like biblical scholar.
Here's
books.
What you do with them. Here's what you do, right?
Someone might like them.
Nobody's gonna like them.
You'd be surprised
you'd have
what people
like.
You donate
it to like a seminary or something.
You could do that. Or
they could be expensive. First editions.
I'm sure.
You would.
It's not worth it. The itemizing of it?
Trust me.
Here's what you do.
Pain in the ass.
You're going to go to your car. This is what you should do. Go to your car. Hold your seats down.
Yeah.
Stuff them all in your car.
It would take 100 trips.
Drive to the dump. They have a spot for old books.
Yeah.
And you just ship them in there, and you never think about them again. The dump is so liberating. You just get old garbage that you're sick of looking at.
And you just
throw it into the void, and you never think about it again.
Yeah,
I need. Maybe you're right.
I need to do that with my own clothes.
I mean, you could do that.
Yeah,
or you just donate them.
I mean, we donate some, but it's just clothes over. I need like a new armoire. I need to just keep adding armoires.
Got it.
You just have too much clothes.
I have an announcement.
What's that?
I'm shocked by this. This is a non sequitur.
Did it just hit your brain?
Yeah.
Oh.
Getting a tax refund.
Oh, you are actually getting cash?
Yes.
I'm not.
An actual decent amount. It's not a Jason amount from like years past where he would get literally
but those are over.
A return of like 25 or 30K. Because you're just giving a loan to the government for a whole year.
Those days are over. I'm not getting any money back this year.
Getting like $9,000 total.
Oh, that's silly. Wow,
$9,000 coming my way.
What'd you do to get $9,000 back?
I don't even know.
He obviously filled out something wrong.
I know.
Richard Simmons better take another look at that.
Well, also, maybe because he didn't have any reads for 2023.
Right. I mean, his income's down.
My income's down. My income took a hit.
You got to pay taxes on your Bitcoin?
If I sell it.
Oh, if you sell it. Yeah. Okay.
But I'm a hodler. I'm holding on for dear life and hope it just keeps going up. Right. Up, up, and up.
No, you're good with that.
Yeah, so that was shocking news to me. I thought for sure I would just get a little nubbins refund or maybe owe a little bit.
Yeah.
Which is always the goal. I know it's white trash. I like getting.
It's like forced savings.
Yeah.
It's forced savings.
Exactly. I feel kind of nubby because I should make it zero, but I'm actually getting a little taste back.
No.
$9,000, man.
Good.
That's nice.
I owe, solid. I pay for
vacation.
And yep. I got to pay for my daughter's high school.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And I just found out both my kids are going to be working in New York City this summer. They got to pay for rent.
Rent on two different places.
And still pay for their rent in Ithaca and Poughkeepsie.
You better get more commercial REITs than you already have, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, it's sending kids to college is unbelievably expensive.
It is. Coming up next, speaking of expensive, the Commanders are taking calls, apparently, according to a report, about the number two pick. I'm guessing it would be expensive to trade up to that.
Let's discuss.
We will talk about that next here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.